Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For 20 years, Dr. Morgan has built a solid foundation for trusted guidance. People with a genuine passion for wayfinding, we start each day with the goal of getting our customers to the closing table with ease, care, and consideration. Stockton Mortgage is home to 45 branch locations and licensed in 25 states. They're growing. Founded in the Bluegrass State and headquartered in Frankfort, Stockton Mortgage brings 20 years of insight and just enough flexibility to make the dream of home ownership happen. In fact, Stockton Mortgage was recently named KHC's number one lender, connecting 445 Kentucky homebuyers with down payment assistance last year. That's awesome. And listen to this. Stockton Mortgage also received Freddie Mac's Home Possible Rise Award for fastest growth. I'm telling you, they're a five-star mortgage provider. Let us help you find your new home. Give us a call or go online to Stockton.com. That's Stockton.com. Stockton Mortgage, NMLS 8259, NMLS, consumeraccess.org, equal housing lender.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Matt Jones not here. He's off for a couple days. He takes a little mental break. Good timing on his part. Didn't have to do the post game for Bellarmine last night and today with our reaction from the firing of the offensive coordinator and the loss to Bellarmine. So, Ryan Lemon, Drew Franklin, Billy R. Sports, and Shannon the Dude.
I like how you say lost to Bellarmine. They didn't lose to Bellarmine.
They did win. We don't want to be too negative.
That just slipped out. I guess I had, so mentally off after that ridiculous game last night.
Had a big run at the end. We got to be nice where it's deserved. They finished the job.
I think they finally wore them down.
I think they finally realized, hey, this team should not even be on the same court as us.
They're running on fumes after their travel schedule as well.
That's right.
Their legs gave out.
Yeah. And kudos to them, man, to go through all that and still come back and play the way they did. Reviews aren't too good of my Stockton rap. I just went on Twitter and
What part did they not like, Ryan?
I think they liked my vocal. I think it was the beatbox that you guys were doing.
Yeah. I didn't give a good beat. I wasn't prepared. This table, not good sounds here.
Yeah.
Well, that's on me, too. Hand up.
Now, Billy and I did the postgame show last night, and for the most part, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Sure.
There were some people upset, mad, but I guess just the realization, hey, they did win. They did hold them to 21 points in the first half, 20 in the second half. Offense, go offense 3.0 got most of the slack, but we had one girl caller, Billy, and you don't like to get kid callers on.
Well, there's a time and place for them, and after a close loss to Bellarmine, sometimes we got to put some kids on the line.
And you picked the perfect one. This little gal.
Again, he said close loss to Bellarmine. What is wrong with you guys? They won the game.
They didn't cover.
But what was the spread? What did it end up?
25.5.
25.
Yeah.
Billy and I decided that instead of the rule of 71, it should be the rule of 51 for this Kentucky team.
Cal wants to score 80 a game. You sure you don't want it to be 81?
No. Because these teams are going to muck it up and slow it down as much as possible against Kentucky. There's no doubt.
I don't know if they're going to get to 81 a lot.
I don't know.
We're going to see that offense.
Yeah. So here is maybe one of the best post-game calls we've ever had. I mean, definitely one of my most favorite calls.
And it's just part of it, right? It's not the full call.
Correct. Okay. Yeah, just part of the call. You've got it. So, Shannon, go ahead and play it. So, do you have to probably deal with a lot of Louisville fans living over there in Louisville?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Do they? You can just. This is just you and me talking. Nobody's listening. This is just you and me. Do they smell funny?
They smell like farts.
Oh, they there you smell go. Like farts.
Smelling wow. like farts from a little girl who lives in Louisville, but she's a Kentucky fan. So we can all, you know, feel sorry for her. She has to put up with them. Mm-hmm. But she actually said they smell like farts.
Is that your favorite part of the postgame show last night?
One of my favorite parts ever of the postgame show, by far.
That is pretty good analysis.
That is really good analysis. Do you have an update on your refrigerator, by the way?
I was actually just trying to pull it up on my phone. If you're driving around Lexington, listen to the radio, and you have a refrigerator, and you're going to an address that starts with a 2, I am not home. But they gave a window of 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. I mean, even Spectrum thinks that's outrageous. Yeah. What am I supposed to do with that?
You
that's
stay
12
home
hours.
All day.
They realize some people have jobs, right?
Yeah, I got to work. I got to get a haircut.
Wait a minute. Your window was 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.?
They always
yeah, and
do
I called
that.
Them yesterday, and I was like, hey, I saw the window. It's just a little bit too big of a window for me. I'm going to be gone at certain parts of the day. May I request just afternoon? I'll be there from 12:30 to I go to bed, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
You know what's going to happen. It's going to show up like right now in the next hour while you're here because you asked for afternoon. It'll show up
and
when
I
you're not there.
I'm excited about it. I bought this fridge with Kentucky -3 on Saturday, hammered that one, and on Black Friday treated the household to a new fridge.
Now, do you have like a screen on it?
Or no. It's a garage videos? Fridge. It's your standard top, okay. Bottom, white, no fancy. It's just to hold the beers and meat.
Well, please keep us all posted now.
I will. And if you're in my neighborhood and there's a refrigerator in my yard, just make sure no one steals it.
Put it up on your front steps and like, bye-bye, here's your refrigerator. Well, good luck putting it in your house. Commonwealth Causes is this charity organization that's having these raffles to raise money for charity, but also for NIL money to student-athletes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So like they've got one available right now where you can win a raffle to have dinner with Antonio Reeves. Their first one was have dinner with Chris Rodriguez and Dane Key.
Right.
And these four guys from Radcliffe won the raffle. And it was at Jeff Ruby's. And it was awesome. I got invited to go just to kind of help everybody feel comfortable, I think. I was hoping I would start the conversation.
Break the ice a little bit.
Break the ice. That was my job. I got a free meal at Jeff Ruby's to break the ice. But we said what happens here in this room will, you know, stays in this room.
Uh-oh.
I don't do that.
Oh.
I got to tell one story.
This is a perfect example of telling Ryan's secrets.
Yeah.
He decides if they're secrets or not after you tell him.
I won't say anything about football stuff, but okay. I got to tell this story. I think they'll be okay with it. So one of the guys, from one of the Radcliffe guys, said, you know, we have any superstitions or rituals before a game. And Chris Rodriguez, who, by the way, I've never been around, he's a good dude.
Oh, people love Chris. I don't know him that well, but nothing but positive things said about him.
I've never been in a social setting with him and talked to him. Very personable, very charismatic.
Mm-hmm.
But on the football field, he looks like, I'm just bringing my lunch pail and I'm just going to crack your head,
mm-hmm.
you know, type of guy. Really good guy. So he goes first and he says, I listen to the same playlist before every game.
Okay.
And he said, well, what's on it? And he said, well, there's solid, you know, rappers. He's got 8 songs, and he just plays those 8 over and over, on the bus to the field, on the field during one of his 8 songs. So they look at Dane. Dane says, I wear the same underwear every Friday and my same underwear every Saturday before every game.
Did he learn that from you?
Yeah, he might have to. That would be my answer.
Yeah.
Same pair of underwear on Fridays, same pair of underwear on Saturdays, and for the game day.
Yeah, well, don't lose those. It works.
Well, I told Dante that he said that. Dante said, well, I'm not surprised. He did the same thing at Douglas last year as a senior. So whatever works for you, man. You know, baseball players are the worst, aren't they, Shan, as far as superstitions and rituals?
Well, some of us are. I never really was crazy superstitious, though. I mean, you were, though, right? You did all kinds of weird things.
If you got into a groove where you were hitting the ball real well, you absolutely did the same thing, wore the same thing, didn't shower, whatever it took.
So you took it to the extreme. You didn't wash your clothes. You did the same thing every day.
Yeah, I know the same undershirt under my jersey like almost one whole season because I was playing well. And I'm like, okay, I'm not changing anything.
And you didn't wash that shirt?
I think I washed it, yeah, but I kept wearing it. Okay. I had to wash it because it would get dirty.
Well, yeah, you know? I would say so.
Yeah. Yeah,
I stopped in Jeff Ruby's last night before the game, and they actually spoke very highly of your all's trip there. They thought that was very neat and hope to do more of those.
Oh, cool.
I asked them if you dipped your steak in honey mustard, and they said they did not see any of that.
No.
Sounds like you were well-behaved. Put your napkin in your lap.
I did.
So I just want to pay that compliment forward to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. So commonwealthcauses.org. They've got another dinner now with Antonio Reeves up for raffle. They've got like a half pot right now, Drew, where you can win like $5,000 and the raffle's $10 a chance.
The 50-50s?
Yeah.
Oh, man, don't tell me that. I love those. I never won one.
Here's,
awesome.
Here's a little secret. Only like 32 people have entered it.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you say that publicly?
32 people have entered.
Okay.
That's it. For $5,000.
I have a note that says $20,000.
I think that would be another one. They've got several.
Ooh.
That you can win, yeah.
Well, I'm glad they're doing all this stuff. The people that won, I don't know them, but imagine getting to have dinner with two of your favorite football players. That'd be crazy.
Shannon's doing the live read on the pre-show. They're advertising on the pre-show now. So
that's right.
Commonwealthcauses.org.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they're spilling the beans. So
yeah.
Just think what you could learn from Antonio Reeves about maybe some plays.
Maybe he wears the same underwear on his game days. Who knows? We'll have to ask him and find out. All right, Shannon, we got time to take a caller before we go to a break?
We can take all the callers you want. We got another
one.
Time.
Do one.
Yeah.
Let's take one.
All right, let's go to Richard.
Richard, go ahead, Richard.
Yes, I was my only drawback to the game last night, and I've noticed this so much it bugs the heck out of me, is the lack of movement, with the exception of Reeves and the kid we transferred here from Iowa.
Frederick.
And those are the only two moving. Everybody else just standing there with their hands in their pocket. I don't know. The play calling is just bugging me to death. That's all y'all can respond. Thank you.
Yeah, we need a new offensive coordinator. Billy and I talked about this last night in the postgame show. It goes back to what Kellen Grady said last year. When he was playing point guard, when Sevier was hurt and Ty was hurt, and they moved him to point guard. And when those guys came back, he said, well, I guess I'll go back to standing in my corner.
That was not a great comment for Cal's offense. One thing that is a positive from last night's game, kind of, Chris Livingston needs to be on the floor. However, he is not a three or a two or a one.
Yep.
He needs to play at the four. Mm-hmm. We need to go a little small. I don't know that Cal will do that. But Livingston, he had like 5 rebounds in 12 minutes. Cal even said in his press conference, I got to get him on the court. I just got to figure out how.
How?
I know Cal thinks small ball is illegal, but I would love to see a lineup with, you know, him playing power forward and have Oscar, or if Oscar needs to sit, have Top and let's run, especially against a Bellarmine. I mean, they're taller than all their guys. But
yeah.
I want to see a lot more of Livingston.
And I don't think he looked ready for the moment at times in the bigger games, mm-hmm. So maybe he'll just continue to get better as the season goes on. But I would like to see that. Livingston at the four, maybe Wallace at the one if you're going to take Sevier out for a time, and then you can put those two shooters in like so many wants to see. So who knows what Cal's going to do. But, you know, we talked about Nick Saban adapting and hiring Lane Kiffin. I mean, he already had a decade of dominance before he did that. Do you think Cal is able to adapt? Do you think he will?
Well,
or do you think he's stubborn?
A common question is coming up. Is he missing John Robick, who was kind of their X and O guy? I mean, it does seem like the timeline fits.
The timeline certainly fits. He was with him from UMass until a couple of years ago.
And
the whole time, except for a couple of years when Robick went to try his own coaching gig. But, I mean, we don't know what happens internally, but I assume just knowing how important he was to game planning that is a big hit to what they're doing.
And you could say, you know, they all left about the same time. Peavy, Kenny Payne, John Robick, guys that maybe would help in these situations we're talking about.
Yeah, and now we just have Cal in press conferences telling us he's going to go even bigger when everyone else on the planet wants to go smaller.
Got to get Ware and Oscar on the floor at the same time. You know, that's what they got to do.
If there was ever a time to small ball, it was last night against Bellarmine, and we didn't get any of it.
No, but he wants to play Damian Collins, but Damian's just not ready yet, you know, I don't think. You know,
He's not ready, and mentally, I mean,
sure.
That poor kid, who knows what's going on upstairs.
Yeah.
It's just maybe not the time or even the season to put a lot of expectations on him. Very unfortunate situation, tragic situation for him.
Ryan, Drew, Billy, and Shannon, we'll take our break, come back, go back to the phone lines, 502-571-1080. When you do those shows back-to-back, it's tricky.
It's tough, yeah. There's a lot of numbers.
502-571-1080. We'll be right back. This is KSR.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080 or send us the Kentucky branded KSR tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow Wonderwall, realized what you gotta do.
John Short request. But Shannon, you're having a hard time finding the other song?
I'm not sure if it's the same one he's talking about or not. I mean, I could just play what I think it could be.
Well, we might as well. We go ahead. Can you play it right now? You need a minute.
It's making me like listen to like an ad first.
Oh, okay. Is TUN, is that Tunisia?
Yes.
Playing France right now?
I believe so.
I may have KSR cursed France. I picked them to win the whole thing.
Do you want to do some World Cup picks?
Yeah, you got a couple today.
Is this live, I guess? This one is right now?
Okay. This is live, yeah.
All right. So Tunisia is ahead of France 1-0, and I picked France to win it all. Figures.
They're going to get out of the group, though, so they'll still be left.
Yeah, okay. Well, what else is today, then?
Let's see. Today at 2 o'clock, Argentina, one of your favorites, yeah. Played Poland.
Mm.
You got strong thoughts about a little Argentina-Poland?
Well, you know, Łukasz Orbszczyk is one of the best soccer players to ever come out of Poland. And he's the guy you put in goalie, 7'1", who can move. It should have been Łukasz. But Argentina, you know, they were my sleeper pick, pulled off the big upset. I'm going to go Argentina again.
Not a huge upset for them.
Yeah.
They actually got upset.
Didn't you pick Saudi Arabia?
Saudi Arabia.
Oh, that's what it was. I
picked
Saudi Arabia
good. Yeah.
To upset Argentina.
Correct.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it was.
So in the 2 o'clock game, we have your friends from Saudi Arabia. The other 2 o'clock. They're both at 2.
Okay.
Playing Mexico.
Ooh. See, I think Mexico's got a shot to go a long way also.
This group, they're kind of cluttered. I haven't done the math. I don't know who needs to do what, but this one's not set in stone yet. Today's results are going to be big.
I think Mexico has one of the best fan bases there. They do a lot of dancing and screaming and chanting and flag waving.
Our friends next door at Jalapenos will be going crazy. I might go over there.
That's a place to go. Yeah, for sure, because they had a big party there the other day when Mexico was playing. I'm going Mexico. So my picks today, Argentina and Mexico. Sorry, Łukasz.
Lock it in, Drew.
Yeah.
Let's get that parlay going.
I'm doing it right now. Those are two favorites, but we're parlaying them.
Shannon, did you find that other song?
I think I did. Yeah, I think this could be it. I just threw into YouTube, you take the high road, I take the low road song, and then this is kind of what came up here.
Okay.
So here we go. Let's see if this is what John Short was talking about.
By yon bonny banks and by yon bonny braes, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond.
This is what he was talking about.
Where me and my true love were ever want to go, on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond.
I guarantee you that's the song John Short was talking about.
The high road and doubt.
So we got to make our choice. Wonderwall or this song about bunnies?
Is that a Stockton Mortgage ad? I mean, I don't know.
Well, I picture John Short getting up on a Saturday game day, turning this on in the house, walking around, just getting amped up for the Cats.
Standing at attention during little parts of it.
You know, I was going to say Wonderwall, but I think I'm with this one now. I think I'm with John.
Well, we haven't got the chorus yet, have we, where he says...
Well, you stepped
on it. Here it is.
Where in purple hue the highland hills review, and the moon coming out in the gloaming.
Wow.
Oh, you'll take the high road, and I'll take the low road, and I'll be in Scotland.
It's growing
before.
On me. It's growing on me a little bit.
I got a decision to make now.
Who are you going
to
pick?
A little roll of the tongue, too, with the low road?
Yeah. Go around. Everybody place their votes.
Okay, Drew, you're first.
When Shannon said Wonderwall, I love that song. I didn't think there was anything in the world that would get me to flip my pick, but today is going to be the day that I'm going to throw it back to whatever this song is. What is it called?
You take High Road? High Road, Low Road, Bunnies.
John Short has added a new track to my playlist.
All right.
I like this.
1-0, Billy.
I got to go Low Road, High Road.
2-0, Shannon.
I love Oasis. Love Wonderwall. Love Morning Glory, that entire album, but I think that Oasis should maybe cover this song. I'm going with Low Road, High Road. Yeah.
Unanimous. Low Road, High Road. Yeah. John Short's favorite is our winner today. All right. All right. I know we've not taken many phone calls, and I apologize. It's my fault. So who we got, Shannon?
All right. Let's go to, let's see who's been on the longest. Chi Wu's on the line.
Chi Wu. How are you, Chi Wu?
Hey, guys. Thanks for getting me in. Yeah. So I have a comment with the offensive coordinator. Getting fired after 1 year, will that make it tough to, you know, convince another offensive coordinator to come in here? And we got Texas and Oklahoma coming in 3 years. What's the longevity of the next offensive coordinator? And for the firing, or, you know, the dismissal, you know, he didn't, Scangarello didn't coach special teams. He didn't coach. I mean, we left a lot of money on the table on special teams. The defense puked it up right in the middle of the season. You know, you can't plan, you know, I guess you knew you wasn't going to have Chris Rodriguez, and you didn't get to pick any of the, or recruit any of the players that are on the roster, but you took the job, you know, so that's that. But, you know, a lot of this, you know, after 1 year and you're still going to go to a bowl game and you still at least beat one rival, that's kind of tough, you know, but yeah. So be it, though. I mean, the next guy who you get.
Yeah.
The next guy who you get, make sure he can win college football games. If it's out of a pro set, a college set, please be a winner in college football. I mean, most college defenses play zone. I hate that in the secondary. It's very generic. You should be able to beat that, you know, if you're going to be the next, because this is the real big boy league. I guess it does really matter for whatever.
All right, basketball Q, thanks, side, man. Yeah. Good to hear from you. I appreciate it. You know, Shannon, I think, kind of alluded to that earlier. He said, yeah, if you're successful here, you go to the NFL. If you're not successful, you can get fired after 1 year.
And I think most guys are competitors, and they'll watch Kentucky this year and go, well, I could do better than that. Yeah. And they're not going to take the job without some confidence in themselves. So hopefully whoever it is isn't looking over their shoulder thinking, well, they're quick to fire here. Mm-hmm. Hopefully whoever it is works out long term. Corey Price, our good friend that does UK stats better than anyone,
right,
through another one that's not good for our boy Rich. Kentucky's most points in a game this season was 37. The last time they didn't get to 38 in a single game was 1996.
Ooh. Oh, really?
I mean, again, you don't want to fire a guy for 1 year. You don't want to keep doing this, but you can't bring that back. If we have these numbers in front of us with some of the best to ever play their position, when we don't know what he's going to have next year. Freddie kept saying that on pregame. Like, if he couldn't succeed with these pieces, I mean, what confidence would you have bringing him back a year from now where we don't even know if the pieces will be as good as they are now?
Right. And for the new guy,
and the schedule's much harder next year.
Yeah, you're right about that.
It's just kind of, you know, you touch on it, Ryan. That's coaching, right? You kind of, you know what you're getting into.
Uh-huh.
It's the long hours. It's the possibility of being fired after 1 year, even if you had a winning record. But to the caller's point about winning college football games, you know, one of the things that attracts the most recruits is a pro-style offense, is the ability to learn under an offense that you could possibly play in the NFL.
Yep.
So I like that they bring in NFL guys and they go into that table, but if the verbiage is too long and it's halfway through the year and the guys still aren't picking up the offense, you do need to adjust.
You know, Stoops has gone to the NFL well, you know, getting Liam Cohen from the Rams and Scangarello from the 49ers.
1 out of 2 so far.
So do you think he still goes to the NFL well?
I mean, this seems like it was a pretty failed experience. I mean, only the people in that building know how hard the system truly is and how much the players were grasping it. I would lean, if you can't get Cohen, I would lean towards, like Chiwu just said, someone that has proven winning experience in college. But you mentioned the guy from the Jets. I mean, he was on Stoops' list last year. Maybe he'll you know, consider him again.
I
don't know what direction.
Probably. Yeah.
Like we said, he'll call Cohen and make him say no. But from there, there's several options.
Shannon, you got something you need to tell us about?
I don't have time. I'll tell you about it on the other side of the break.
Oh,
how about that?
What a tease.
Yeah.
That's what makes sense.
Is he going to wrap it?
No.
Are you going to wrap it?
No, nothing can follow up that ad that you did.
I'll lay down a beat.
You should have finished with that one.
We'll take our break, come back. Ryan, Billy, Drew, and Shannon here on Kentucky Sports Radio.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Shannon, I'm taking Sports Radio. Matt's got a couple days off here, so we'll get you through till he gets back. Shannon, who's sponsoring this segment?
This segment is sponsored by CSL Plasma. There's an ongoing critical need for plasma donations, and you can right now donate to CSL Plasma. New donors can get $100 on their first donation and up to $825 for the first month. Plasma is used to make life-saving medicines for people with rare and serious diseases, as well as in the hospital setting. And they have two locations in Lexington, one off Russell's Road and one off Winchester Road. CSL Plasma also has a center in Louisville and two in Cincinnati. Most centers open 7 days a week, no appointment necessary. You can go to cslplasma.com for all the details and to find a location near you. Again, that is cslplasma.com.
All right, I got a question for you. A very close coworker passed away unexpectedly. He was a huge Tennessee fan. and his daughter has requested that visitors wear Tennessee orange to honor her father. I love this man, but what should I do?
Oh, that's a tough one.
That is a tough
this
one.
This hits close to home with Drew, you know.
Yeah.
His dad being a Tennessee fan. Yeah. Would you ever wear orange for your dad?
Don't make me say it.
Of course you would. He's your dad.
Yeah, and I mean, if you maybe go just a different shade of orange, maybe not all the way in, like that pumpkin orange.
Yeah.
I think he, I mean, the man passed away, and that was his request. I think you got to honor it. Now, that doesn't mean sing Rocky Top or wear checkerboard pants, but I think you could work some orange into what you're wearing to the funeral.
Why not just an orange tie wearing a suit, maybe?
Yes, or especially, pocket square.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I think in this situation, you know, some things are bigger than rivalries. Not much. But a funeral, you can throw on a little orange to pay your respects and honor that request.
I agree. All right, Shane, let's finally get some more callers on. Who's next?
All right, let's go to Andy.
Andy, go ahead, Andy.
Hey, guys. Got a football and a basketball comment. Basketball, start with, I want to thank John Calipari. For the last few nights, I've had trouble sleeping, but let me tell you, last night, I slept like a baby. I turned that game on, and I was out by 7:30. I missed the 23-3 or whatever it was run. The man had already put me in a coma. I woke up this morning around 5 a.m., and 6:30 WLAP was still on. It was not no alcohol-induced sleep. It was pure just laying there turning that game on. If they don't do something about these scoring droughts, they're going to lose a lot of games in the SEC this year. I hope it gets better. And as far as football and the offensive coordinator, my number one call would be Liam Cohen. I mean, he got in the NFL right now, he's not even calling the plays. McVay is. He'd be able to come back to a place that he's comfortable at and call the plays would be a good job for everyone. But if we don't get Liam Cohen, I would like, and I don't know if students would do this, but to get someone who runs their offense is similar to what Tennessee runs, an up-tempo style offense. I like those type of offenses, and I think that being you can utilize the receivers we got in Dane Keyberry and Brown and encourage Tavion Robinson to come back in that type of offense and get a lot of success out of that. And I'll listen to what y'all got to say. And, Ryan, you better stop saying Taylor Swift's overrated. She's not.
Didn't know Andy was a big Taylor Swift fan. I guess
I heard rumors about some Taylor Swift slander last night.
Yeah, that was last night.
There might have been.
Andy must have woke up for the postgame show.
Ellie, one of the twins, she sent me a little tweet, said, you better watch your mouth, son.
Good. Kind of She's a good defender of the Swifties.
So let's take his first call then about Cal's boring offense.
Well, I mean, he's probably not the only one that checked out last night, turned off the TV, fell asleep, went and did something else, and I think that's the biggest problem. Matt talks about all the time. The apathy and we're not going to watch is worse than watching and being mad. People just saying, I don't care. You know, same team, same stuff, I'll do something else. That's what you don't want at all.
Right.
What was the crowd like? You were there?
It was.
Is it time to start tarping off sections of the Rupp Arena?
The two upper-level end zones this year have been pretty hard to look at. They're empty, completely empty. But otherwise, like, the lower bowl has been good. The sidelines of the upper level, not quite to the top, but they're getting some people up there. As I mentioned, the starts joke, though, it was not a comfortable scene last night in the first 20 minutes of that game. Mm-hmm. You could just hear people groaning out loud and complaining.
Were there any boos last night?
Someone asked me that. I didn't hear any boos, but it was about as close to as booing as you could feel. It's hard to describe. It didn't feel right in there. Everybody was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But yeah, just about attendance. Those end zones up top are ugly. A lot of bleachers showing. I remember going to games and I'd have my back against that wall. We used to camp out for eruption zone tickets in college. We'd go to the lottery. I mean, it'd be a fight to get in there. And times have just changed.
Yeah. Matt's comments he made on that one postgame show, he's like, when did it become okay for Kentucky to lose? And when did it become okay to accept, you know, what we saw last night? It's like, our fan base has, like, turned. Some of them have, not all of them.
Well, not only that, but where's the swag, right?
Yeah.
Ryan, like, where's the John Wall, the DeMarcus Cousins, the we'll go into your house and beat you on your home floor? It's just, I don't feel any of that when I watch Kentucky play, and not just this year, but maybe for the last three.
I think it starts at the top. I mean, they're not coming into these games with any energy and passion at all.
Like, didn't Tyler Ulis do the Y last night?
Yes,
he did.
That never happened when he was out there.
Michael Kidd-Gilchrist and Tyler Ulis were the two people that got introduced last night. You talk about two people that don't deserve to sit through that basketball game.
Amen.
I mean, those are legends who we'd love to have their heart and spirit on these last few teams Calipari's coached. And poor Ulis, that man has been on crutches for 2 years.
Yeah, had that bad car wreck.
Yeah, I feel so bad for him. I mean, his leg injuries, we all saw the picture, but, I mean, it's been years of him on crutches. He hobbled out there again.
And he's back to finish up his degree, right? Isn't that why he's back on campus right now?
I believe so. Yeah. But he's sat behind the bench. He's been around a lot. I love keeping that guy around. I mean, everybody loves Tyler Ulis. I just hate that he had to watch that first half of basketball.
And Kidd-Gilchrist had a great interview with the Wildcat chat.
It was really good. I heard it. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I stayed in my car in my driveway until it was over. He was really good talking about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've noticed he's getting a little more active around here. A lot of charitable stuff. I've heard of him doing things where, like, don't mention this on the show because he does not want the attention, but he did X. You know, I'm loving that MKG seems to be able to,
I agree,
get here and do all this fun stuff. It was so awesome seeing him last night.
I have a little bit of breaking news from Matt Jones.
Okay.
Ooh. Do we need a breaking news sounder?
I mean, you can if you just want to, if you're bored, Shannon.
It's not, I mean, I'm not like that bored. Go ahead. Bored. Just go ahead. Go.
KS Bar is opening at 9:30 in the morning for the game Saturday.
Okay.
So the game's at 10, World Cup game's at 10, against the Netherlands or the Hollands or the Dutchmen, whatever they are. So we'll open at 9:30 so you can come in and get your seat and get ready for the game at 10.
We have brunch. Good old KS brunch.
A little mimosa action?
Yeah, a little pre-10 a.m. beer. What a great Saturday. All in the name of America.
And we're going to have several football teams and cheering sections and schools and fans in for state football weekend. Freddie Mac will be on the show with us tomorrow. We're going to really break down and get into the nitty-gritty of all the games because Freddie's broadcasting every game.
Yeah.
All six games. He's the color guy.
I'm going to watch. I love listening to him. We were talking the Corbin game. Part of me wants to go, but part of me wants to just hear Freddie because I'm going to go to the Douglas game. So I'll watch some of them from home.
And this, we'll have the games on in here when the World. Matter of fact, they may have them on at the same time. Some of the TVs on World Cup, some on the football.
What time is the first football game?
Noon.
Yeah,
on
World
Friday.
Cup should be finishing just right as those are starting.
Well, that's
so
perfect.
It should be a marathon.
Yeah, so come and watch the football game. I mean, the soccer match, and then watch the football game.
And we won't kick you out and make you leave after one game.
I might just sit here from 9 a.m. until the Douglas game at 8. What could go wrong?
And then the UK basketball game Sunday is at 1, right?
Yep.
So our pregame show will be at 10:30.
Yep. Excited to watch that one. Hopefully get some good vibes, some good energy, see some of these complaints we all had get corrected. KSR is sending two people. I didn't get to go, but Tyler's going and Steven's going to do video, so I'm excited to see everything they produce from there, too. Hoping Blue gets in for that one.
You can't go because you're going to still be waiting for your refrigerator to be closed. Who's next, Shannon?
Peggy.
Peggy, go ahead, Peggy.
Hey, guys.
How are you, Peggy?
I'm good. How are you all?
All right.
Hey, number one, that looked Scarlett last night. I just loved her.
Yes.
On the post-game show. But I was kind of disappointed because I really thought Couch was coming back to say he was going to come back as a coach.
We let you down.
You thought that's what was Tim Couch's big announcement.
Yes, I thought that was going to be his big announcement because I love him to death.
Well, blame Ryan. He hyped it up too much. It's all Ryan's fault.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. But as far as I would like to see him go back and get the past coach that we had that did a good job.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're going to do for an offensive coach, but we've got to do something. I don't know. It's because we've got too many good players out there to ruin them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Peggy, thank you very much. You're right. So let me ask you guys this. If Coach Woody, the wide receivers coach, is going to call the plays for the bowl game, he's well liked in the locker room. Do you consider him at all?
I think they will consider him, especially if you know some of your first options say no. Heard he might have been doing a little more recently, and that they liked how that looked. Bowl game will be an audition.
Yeah.
They love him. I don't know what his play calling future is, but in his current role and the recruiting he's done, I think they're very pleased with what he's brought to Kentucky.
Yeah, give him a shot. If he does really well in the bowl game, maybe give him even a bigger shot. But to Andy's question about can we get somebody in here to run Tennessee's offense, I think Mark Stoops would, you know, he would have an aneurysm before something like that happened. Like, he just likes to slow the ball down.
No
That's
doubt.
His style of offense. You can bring in a pro style, but you're also going to get a couple tips from Stoops.
Mark Stoops will run out of that tunnel naked before Kentucky's offense plays like Tennessee's does. That is just not his brand of football.
I didn't hear. How did Louisville basketball do last
oh
night?
Oh, my God, Kenny, what are you doing? 0-7.
And
they got murdered. It wasn't even close. I didn't see the final, but when I was checking in the second half, it was ugly.
And I saw a picture. They had a decent crowd last night. Like, they actually.
I don't believe that.
Kenny lost those games.
Was it Photoshop?
Kenny lost those games.
So I saw somebody reading the newspaper at the Louisville game.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
What was the stat that we had that the first 0-7 team?
Oh, you want me to read that stat?
Yeah.
0 forever. Isn't that what they were yelling about Cal and Kenny? That's what their actual record is going to be this
season. Louisville's 0-7. Entering this year, no team from the ACC, Big East, Big Ten, Big 12, Pac-12, or the SEC had ever started 0-7 in a season. Both Cal and Louisville have done it this year.
They lost by 25 at home to Maryland, a team that was kind of in a similar spot a year ago.
Yeah.
And their rebuild clearly worked, and Louisville has people reading the newspapers and watching them lose by 25.
Now, no team from Kentucky had ever beat Louisville and Kentucky in the same season except for what team in the 1920s?
Kentucky Wesleyan.
Yeah, shout out. K-Dub.
You weren't K-Dub there.
Exacta.
You mean in the 20s?
In
the 1920s? You remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I think probably when Kentucky Wesleyan was located in Winchester back in the day.
I have a question real quick.
Yeah.
How do Louisville fans even get out of bed anymore? I thought that years ago, and at this point, you're allowed to just not root for them anymore. I mean, we don't really want you, but you can find somewhere that'll take you. Like, why would you ever turn on your TV at this point? It's just pain. Well, literally pain. But, I mean, they're not going to win anything.
No.
And it's coming off the Pacino disaster, the Mag disaster. Football is losing to Kentucky every time they play. I would throw my red in the trash and pick something else up.
Ryan, you said last night that our boy Nick Coffey was already calling to get rid of Kenny.
I guess on the Louisville postgame show last night, Nick Coffey said that Kenny needs to be let go and let go right now.
There's a lot of that.
Well, they're not playing hard. It's not like, it's not players. Well, yeah. It is, but like when they don't show effort, then you're like, you know, what are you really doing here?
If they quit on him, he's in trouble.
They have, and he didn't even attempt to get anything this offseason. Like, they've had the black cloud of the punishment coming, but that excuse ran out. They didn't get punished. He didn't go to the portal. He didn't build anything.
Ultimately, you hired a guy that had never coached before at this level.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Hey, BBN, don't let aches, pains, or injuries slow you down. The physical therapists at KORT Court are here for you. With more than 75 locations throughout Kentuckiana, Court's clinical experts will help you heal. No doctor referrals necessary. Just visit court.com to schedule your appointment. At Court Physical Therapy, you can regain your strength and confidence, whether it's physical therapy, occupational therapy, or sports medicine. Go to KORT.com today. All right, one more segment. We come back. 502-571-1080. I had to think for a second. Make sure I get the right one.
You got it, though.
We'll be right back. This is Kentucky Sports Radio.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 502-571-1080 or 1-877-904-1080.
Shake it up. Shake it up. I'm a big Cars fan. I like the Cars. It's huge, like the mid-80s, this album, Shake It Up. Rick Ocasek. How did Rick Ocasek end up with Paulina Porizkova?
He's a rock star.
That's it. Had a guitar.
That's the answer. Hey.
I mean, Rick Ocasek looks like Abraham Lincoln. I don't mean to diminish Abraham Lincoln's good looks, but
it could be a compliment to both of them.
Could be.
That's why people learn to play guitar.
You could put a guitar in your hand and look what happens. All right, final segment. 502-571-1080. We've not taken many phone calls. Shane, let's try to squeeze one in right here.
All right, let's go to Larry.
Larry, go ahead, Larry.
Hey, guys.
It's Larry from Lebanon.
Y'all wanna, yes, sir. You know how good Coach Cal is? It really showed up a few years ago in the USA game when he coached them and they finished like maybe third, maybe not third. I don't even know. But that was the first time they've never won anything. But, you know, Scotty Davenport, I'm telling you what, that guy is undersold. This guy can coach. I mean, I've heard the Arkansas coach talk about him on TV, and he said this guy, he's never seen nothing like it. The ball never hits the floor. It's fundamentals. I mean, Cal don't have fundamentals. I've heard him say many times, We just go down, we'll dribble, and we'll one guy take it off the dribble, and we'll throw it up, and we'll get the rebound, we'll dunk over you. You know, that stuff ain't working no more. I'm telling you, Cal needs to hire somebody like a Scotty Davenport, sit on his bench, give him big money, and show him how to run fundamentals. I mean, the old Kentucky basketball, when Kenny Walker and them played, you know, they used to play for Kentucky. You know, they really put it all out. But the kids today, you know, and it has to do with a lot of coaching. Cal, some of the style he runs, I think a lot of the fans see this. And Cal, you know, he'll put a spin on it. And one other thing I don't like is when they introduce it on the radio before the game starts, I listen, we are the winningest program in the country, in the world, you know. And I thought to myself, we ain't the winningest program no more. Kansas is. Take that off. You know, it's a lie. You know, we were the winningest program. But, unfortunately, yeah, last year, they let it go, you know. But anyway, that's just a little bit of venting. Okay. But Scotty Davenport, let me tell you, that guy can coach. And Kenny Payne, you know, when they hired Kenny, they wanted Wagner. And they, to me, they passed up a good coach. If you give Cal Scotty's players and give us their players and see what happens.
Appreciate it, Larry. Thank you. You know, you're right. There was nobody on Bellarmine's team that would play much at all for this Kentucky team.
Sure.
Oh, no. I was very impressed with Davenport's press conference. I mean, most people don't care about press conferences. I have to. He went second. Cal never goes first, and he talked for a long time. It was pretty interesting to listen to him.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
I'm glad you brought that up because Cal showed Scotty a lot of respect. Mm-hmm. One of the first things he said was, I can't believe that they haven't waived the thing, how they can't play in the NCAA and they're still not eligible. And then Scotty got a little emotional when it was his turn, thanking Cal for sticking up for him and his guys. So there's a lot of respect between those two coaches.
He called Cal the voice of college basketball and how much it means for him to open his press conference going to defend on the defense for Bellarmine.
Yeah.
So we'll make Larry's call the Don Franklin call today. Don't you think so? That was a good call.
Great call, Larry.
Do that. Very good. But, you know, he said he should hire somebody like Scotty Davenport. Well, he had somebody. He had John Robing. He's the Scotty Davenport, the guy that's missing on that staff right now.
And that was not the prettiest of breakups, if I do remember myself.
Maybe they can kiss and make up. You know.
Maybe at a Darius Rucker concert.
Darius Rucker concert. Flowers are usually good. You know.
Darius Rucker can bring everyone together.
There's no doubt about it. Shannon, we got time for another one?
Let's go to one more. We got Arlie.
Arlie, go ahead.
Hey, fellas. On a scale of 1 to 10, what your expectations for season and now for basketball?
Oh, no.
All right. Thank you. That's going to be a great call to end on. Drew, you go first.
I was ready for a Final Four, and not like the crazy fan optimism. I just thought, how often do you get the player of the year back?
Yeah.
I love Cason Wallace. I mean, Wheeler, frustrating at times, but, you know, an assist leader for the last couple of years in college basketball. I was ready for the Final Four a month ago. Right now, I'm just dreading how uncomfortable March is going to be with these must-win games. That's unfair to the players, but that's just where we are right now with this program.
I think they're going to struggle in conference play. I think they double
up. There's some good teams.
They double up on Arkansas and Auburn, I believe. So I think they are going to really struggle. And for the soccer fans out there, as nervous as you were in the final 10 minutes of that USA game, it's going to be like that times 10 for that first NCAA tournament.
It's going to be so uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah.
It really will be. And so my expectations have shifted along with Drew's from maybe Elite Eight, Final Four, to let's just win one or two games in the NCAA tournament.
And what really sucks is these players are going to feel that pressure, and they shouldn't have to feel that, especially the guys that weren't even involved the last couple of years. But that is going to exist in March because they have to advance to keep any hope around John Calipari.
Shannon?
Trying to remember that day that we had our predictions on the show. I think I picked Kentucky at like 23-7. So I think I'm going to stay right there where I'm at right now. I know they've got two early losses, but maybe lose another one non-conference, drop four or so in the SEC. So I'll keep it right there where I've got it.
I had them losing only to Gonzaga in the non-conference, and I felt really good about it. If that was a bet I could have placed, I would have done it. And now that's two games in, that's already out.
I had three non-conference losses.
So you were a little more accurate.
I felt bad about that pick.
Yeah.
But now with, you know, Kansas, UCLA, and Michigan still on the schedule.
Well, it's not crazy in August to think, well, this is the most experienced team we've ever had. You get to go to the Bahamas, and they give you free practices. We're just going to be steamrolling people to start the season. But instead, we're talking about how we didn't learn anything in the Bahamas and can't practice.
Not a lot of plays. True.
Don't have plays. Don't have time, Brian. We don't have time for plays.
Shannon, you got something else you need to tell us about?
First of all, let's make all those our Kentucky expectations, Kentucky branded expectations of the year.
I love it.
Since we need to sponsor it. That with something. Let me tell you this. The holidays are stressful. That's why we all trust our friends at Cornbread Hemp. They're Kentucky's number one CBD company with over 5,000 five-star reviews, co-founded by Eric Zipperly and Jim Higdon, who's the author of Cornbread Mafia. Cornbread Hemp is proud to represent Kentucky's 250-year hemp tradition. Right now, if you go to cornbreadhemp.com, use promo code KSR, you can save. And don't worry, the podcast will be back soon, they say. Follow at cornbreadhemp or at cornbreadhemp on Twitter for more information. At cornbreadhemp and cornbreadhemp.com.
You know, we had Larry from Lebanon. We should have asked him. I bet. Well, he probably won't talk about it. One thing about Cornbread Mafia is you don't talk about the Cornbread Mafia.
I'm texting Eric from Cornbread right now. Want to know about this podcast. I heard the first two and it disappeared.
I think it's going to help their podcast listens.
It will.
It will.
Yeah.
Yep. Billy, thanks for coming and filling in on short notice.
Absolutely.
The bullpen. You did a great job.
Thanks.
Tomorrow, Freddie Maggard will be here. We'll talk a lot of high school football, UK football as well. So for Ryan, Drew, Billy, and Shannon, thanks for listening. This is Kentucky Sports Radio. Goodbye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.